This morning, I'd like to share some of the symmetry between our first reading in the Gospel, or our first reading in Genesis, and the second in the Gospel according to Mark. So the test of Abraham and the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. First, with a word, just one word, the word terrified. During the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, Peter, James, and John had an experience of a taste of Jesus' divinity beyond who we are as humans. And we listened. Peter hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Now, the word in that place, I think, means they were somewhat scared, somewhat not sure what was going on. They were confused. Again, seeing Jesus in a different dimension, you could say. But the word used in English is they were terrified. Now, on Abraham, can you imagine walking your son up a mount to sacrifice him? I think that would be terrifying. Again, the symmetry. Peter, in one way, is seeing it a good thing of Jesus, but he's still scared, and Abraham terrified for this question and that he answered correctly. That's one symmetry with the two readings. Another connection. Who was the test about in the first reading? It was Abraham and his beloved son. The words, again in English, from the language it was back in the day, beloved son. Abraham was testing about his beloved son. The last part of the transfiguration, we heard, you know, the cloud came down and a voice came to the sky, God, our Father. He said, quote, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." The same words, different centuries apart, different language. We're thinking about the beloved son, Isaac, the beloved son as Abraham as a father, and Jesus Christ, the beloved son of our Father in heaven. Another, if we kind of dive into what the situations were in both places, Isaac, a young man, was being walked by his father up a hill, and he's carrying wood. And he doesn't know it right away, but he realized that he was going to be a sacrifice on an altar. Now, God was not testing Abraham to kill his son. He was telling Abraham to have a test. How much with his faith could he believe in God, his Father in heaven? "Abraham, Abraham, here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." God then told Abraham to have this sacrifice. He said, in the thickets there's a ram, an animal. And Abraham offered a sacrifice, a holocaust. Now, if you look in the New Testament, again, at the very end, Jesus said, as they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Peter, James, and John realized after Jesus' death and resurrection, that it was Jesus, the beloved Son of his Father, carrying wood up a hill, and he was sacrificed. You can look in the Old Testament, New Testament, and remember John the Baptist said, "This is the Lamb of God." Abraham saw an animal of a ram. Jesus is the Lamb, not an animal, but himself. And finally, a little symmetry for you. Do you know where the test of Abraham is in the world? There's a place for it. It's in Jerusalem. And it's actually under the Dome of the Rock, a mosque of the religion of Islam. Because they believe, as well as we do, that Abraham is a huge person for us, our father on earth. And do you know where Jesus died? Or he was buried? Also in Jerusalem, the sepulcher, which is 700 meters away from where Abraham's test was. I mention some of these symmetry because the Bible is like the best book ever. The author is the best, the story's the best. And we can also learn our salvation history, both through the Bible, but study history, study geography, study the stories. And again, you're talking about different names in the Genesis and in the Gospel according to Mark. That whole time, it was like the same place. Or Abraham was tested, and Jesus also answered his test to give his own life. So let's continue to walk up the hill, because we know that Easter's coming, that open our hearts to the Holy Spirit to help us to fast, to pray, to give almsgiving, so we can pass the test that we have in our own lives.